Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty, we are live here on Journey into the Light. This show is with psychic medium Sonic Nova. And I am looking at my boards here and looking for Sonic here to be called on in here. So let me check my switchboard. You guys hang loose, okay? And I'll be back here in just 1 to 2 minutes. Here's one of my favorite songs. Still standing. I guess I am. 9 years on Journey into the Light. I'm still here. many shows started when I did back in 08, 09, and they're not anywhere around. But I'm very happy that Journey Light is here helping the people, and will be here for a long time to come. So Journey Light is here every day and has been, like I said, for the past 9 years. So if you haven't already, click on the follow button located at the top of your left of your screen. This way you'll get updates, actually, each show of who the guest is and the time. You'll get like a 15-minute notice before the show starts. Click on the follow button. Okay? All right. So this is my last show for the evening. I'll be back live tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening. Okay. So call on in and speak to Sonic Nova, psychic medium, and she'll be taking your phone calls, 347-884-8245. And let me just say, on every show, if you want to speak to the guests, you need to press the 1 on your phone. The recording that you hear when it says, you know, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Okay, I don't control that. I have nothing to do with that. It's not my recording. And I wish they would say, like they used to press the 1 if you want to speak to the host. They no longer do. They're not going to. It's what they told me, and it's up to the host to do it. I normally will say it about 10 times per show. And I know last show I got accused of not letting people know to press the 1, but I already did it 5 times by the time I was told that. But anyway, there you go. Alrighty. I'll come to you in the screening room as well, so there you go. All right, let's connect here with Sonic Nova. Welcome back, Sonic.
Hey, Mike. Great. Great to have me back. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great to have you here. And so I know we're going to take calls in a little bit, but I know you wanted to talk about a little bit about the number one question on this show is relationships.
Sure.
So
Yep. I do want to talk about relationships. I want to talk about the different kinds of relationships. I'll make this really brief so people can get an idea. So the different kinds of relationships that we encounter, and I'm talking about intimate relationships, are like soulmate type of relationships, twin flames, twin souls, and you probably have never heard this term, twin ray. And basically, in a really quick way, when I'm taking calls, if you have questions about relationships, sometimes people ask about all kinds of different things. We can tune in if you're already in a relationship to see what kind of relationship you have. I can tune in and tell you if it's a soulmate, twin flame, twin soul, or twin ray. So let me explain this to everybody, because there's a complete misconception about twin flames. There's a lot of books that have been written about it. But to me, I've experienced all these relationships this lifetime, Mike, believe it or not. It's like all my twin aspects of my soul showed up here as male forms, and I got to experience all of them. So I've experienced my twin flame. I've experienced my soulmates. We have a lot of those. I've experienced my twin soul, and I'm now currently experiencing my twin ray. So twin flames are the most challenging relationships we can have, because they're extremely intense and they burn out super fast because of the intensity. In the physical form, in a body, we cannot maintain the level of intensity that two humans share. It's very intense, and sometimes it could be very explosive. So initially, the explosive is the magnetic attraction that we have towards each other that is so intense, it drives us. You know, I would call those like fatal attraction kind of relationships, that we're so intensely attracted to that other individual, we don't understand why. And it's because they're a twin flame. At the same time, what I tell people, and they go, oh, I met my twin flame, I'm with my twin flame, I go, I'm sorry to hear that. And they go, why are you saying that? And I go, because they're the most challenging relationships you'll ever have. And to be honest with people, I have to tell them, brace yourself. I was in that relationship for 2.5, almost 3 years. We had this incredible magnetic attraction, but at the same time, we went through really, really hard lessons that were very, very, very intense. And we couldn't sustain the intensity of the relationship, so in the end, we parted. And I'm going to be honest with people. I mean, I was connected to this individual and so attached to him my whole entire, since I was 14 years old, because that's when I met him. I actually met him when I was five. Families, our families were friends, and they were in the same kind of business. So, you know, we used to hang out with each other, and then when we were 14, 15, we ended up getting together, and we were together till I was 18 years old, and then everything fell apart. And I couldn't get him off my mind till actually a few years ago when we had a conversation. I found out several things about this individual that I was like, I don't want anything to do with him. He doesn't really respect women, and I'm out of here. And that's when I just cut cords and I was done. So that gives you the level of intensity and duration. So it could be very, very intense. But like I said, we cannot maintain that level of intensity. So the relationship burns itself out. Now, twin souls are opposites, are relationships of opposites. So if you're in a relationship that you got together at first because you're twins, you are going to have that magnetic attraction, but a year or 2 years later, the person you're with is always opposing you, opposition. That's what I call it, is the opposition relationship. You say white, they say black. You say you want to go to Florida, they say they want to go to California. It's always the opposite of what you want to do or you want to experience it, and they want to experience the opposite. That's a twin soul type of relationship, and I'm sure a lot of people will recognize that and go, wow, I'm in a relationship like that now. Those are also very challenging. Those are about learning how to balance our polarity within ourselves, male, female, you know, yes, no, opposites, okay? It's about learning to not polarize, and that's a very, what we call a polarizing relationship that's very tough. But once you get through it, it's almost like you've completed that aspect of you with this other individual, and now you're free to go. Now, soulmates. Soulmates, we have a ton of soulmates, and soulmates, not necessarily do they have to be intimate relationships. They could be a soul sister or a soul brother. Okay, now, not somebody that you are going to be, that you're going to be intimate with, but a platonic relationship. And they think like you do. You meet them and it's like, oh my God, it's amazing. You're so amazing. You're just like me. You know, and it's just our soulmates are there to validate us and our spiritual evolution and where we stand. We also can encounter soulmates that are relationships, okay? And those soulmate relationships are a lot of easier going because there's a lot in common and there's a lot of great things about the relationship that can maintain itself, and it's not super, super intense. So a lot of soulmates tend to also like the balloon, that kind of the air comes out of it eventually. That happens with soulmate relationships as well. But it's a more stable kind of relationship if you end up in that. And then there's the twin ray relationship. Twin ray, and I'll give perfect examples of that, okay? Kennedy and his wife, okay? Nelson Mandela and his wife. Martin Luther King and his wife. All these humans that come here that I call fourth level initiates that come here, and it's the purpose of that relationship is not about them. It's not about their great marriage and they're going to have kids and they're in love with each other. That plays a role in it, but it's more importantly about life purpose, about soul purpose with humanity. And the people that I mentioned obviously had a soul purpose with humanity because they're well-known, famous people, right, that were trying to liberate us, like Martin Luther King. You know, Kennedy was trying to liberate us. Mandela liberated his people in Africa. So I'm giving you – and they came here for that purpose. Okay, and they come here, and I call them fourth level initiates because they're here for that purpose of others, not self. So it's not a service to self kind of relationship. It's a service to others, and they're willing to sacrifice their lives to change the dynamic on the planet. Those are twin ray relationships, and those do occur, you know, at a lesser grade, if you like, where people are not don't become famous, you know, because of the effort they did to liberate humanity. But yet, those are relationships that are around, and those are not about polarization. Those are about the purpose that you have, the mission that you have on Earth to complete, to assist others in humanity. And hopefully I made sense with that, Mike. So those are the four type of relationships.
Well, thank you for that. That was great.
Sure.
I I so agree with all of that, and you know the especially the one where you were talking about you know, dating and being at such a high level of energy where it just burns itself out. And I know people like that, and a lot of times they'll be in such a high level of dating that they'll go straight to marriage, and the marriage will always fail. Always fail. As you clearly said, you can't keep that level up. So it's important when dating to lower that level, be yourself so you can see your partner at himself, because in your marriage or longer relationship, that is the person you're really going to see. You got to see the real person before you move on to something like a marriage or something more.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, those kind of relationships can't be sustained long term.
No. I knew someone who did get one of those relationships, got married really quick, and then before long, this guy was just like flat crazy, and he was like throwing knives at her and all kinds of crazy stuff. We had to get her out of there. Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Very intense.
The guy would get so upset if he spilled a glass of tea once at a dinner table, and he was just literally shaking. Just
needed
some help.
Wow.
So you got to find out who that person is before you move forward. So relax, be yourself. And I'm just really lucky. When I met my wife 30 years ago, that's kind of how, you know, I was really fortunate when I met her, take her to a movie, that when I picked her up, she had on the Andy Griffith Show. So it really relaxed me, and I wasn't any more nervous. And it's worked out good.
Oh, great, Mike. That's great.
Yeah, 30 years later. Twins to boot, so it worked out pretty good, I think. So
awesome. And do you feel like that you were a soulmate relationship or some kind of a twin soul that came in?
Yeah, I think more of a soulmate. Definitely.
Yep. Yeah. A lot easier to deal with. You know, people are so proud when they get their, you know, their twin flame, and I'm like, you don't know what's going on here. Evidently, you know, you have no idea that you're about to crash and burn.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I couldn't handle that. So my energy is a lot more laid back and not high like that.
Great, Mike.
Just me. But anywho, let's just see here who is on the phone lines here. And so everybody call on in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone, and we will bring you up here. Let's go to our first caller, area code 330. Welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
My name is Kim. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Kim. How can I help you today?
I was wondering if I was moving perhaps to Georgia.
Oh, okay.
There.
Moving to Georgia and getting a job there? Is that what you said?
House.
What's that?
A house.
Oh, a house. Oh, I'm sorry. I could barely hear you. You kept cutting out. I guess it's your cell phone. Let me check. So you're asking me if you're going to be able to get a house there. You're purchasing a house, or are you just looking for a rental? Let me be specific.
No, not a rental.
Okay. So you're looking to purchase, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's a lot of possibilities right now for you to purchase there, like tons. So, you know, I'd have to know more, like what location, that sort of thing, in that you would be interested in. You know what I mean?
In the island area.
In the what area? Island?
Island.
Okay, island area. And I hate to ask you this in public, but I have to in order to get details. can you tell me, like, price range? Have you checked the price range online, and is that something you're comfortable with?
Like over $1 million.
Okay. So you're totally comfortable with that?
It would all work out.
Okay. Well, there's plenty of property there for you.
But am I supposed to move at this time?
Well, okay, so I can only answer one question. I'm really sorry because there's other people here. I suggest that you actually contact me via my website and ask for a 15-minute reading. It's only $35. And then I can answer a whole bunch of questions for you regarding this and the timing and everything.
Okay, the question was, am I getting a house? The question is, am I moving now?
Okay, and my answer to you was, if you want to, yes. That's my answer.
Okay, we thank you for your call there. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No problem. Just that, you know, if she wants to move, she can move right away. And she'll find plenty of properties that fit her criteria.
Okay, very good. And all of Sonic's contact information for private sessions is all listed right here on the show page. SonicNova.net is the website, and the phone number 702-448-6051. Let's go next to Philadelphia and bring in Donna to the show.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
That was very interesting about the different thank you for that. That about
sure.
sums up everything. Okay, do you see me with any of these relationships at this time?
You know, that's a confusing question to me, because are you having four relationships simultaneously? You need to like specify with me. I'm with one person right now, and which one of the four do you see between you and him and you? That's more of the question that I need to ask you, because I'm so confused.
Okay, I am so sorry. We're more like soulmates, like a friendship kind of thing, but there isn't a kind of an intense attraction on both parts, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be more a soulmate that you have encountered.
Excuse
Does that make
me,
sense?
I'm sorry.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yes, now I can, yeah.
Okay, so it must have been your cell phone. Okay, so what you are trying to, you already know what it is, right? You just said it's kind of a soulmate. We're not that attracted to each other. Is that correct? Did I hear you right?
We are. I mean, I am, and I think he is too. I'm not sure.
Okay, I need Donna. I need his name, please. His first name?
Okay, Mike.
Mike. Okay. And about how old is he? 30s, 40s, 50s?
50s. 55.
50s. Okay. In order to connect him, I need to know that. So, first of all, the question, what is your question? You want to know if he has a strong attraction to you just like you do to him? And are you soulmates or not? Is that your question?
Yes.
Great. All right. Let me tune into Mike. He definitely has strong feelings for you. There's definitely a magnetic attraction between the two of you. And I'd have to say that I'm going to put it in, like, the soulmate category. But it could also be a twin soul. So watch out for that.
Okay.
Okay. That kind of answers your question.
Yes, it does. Well, I don't know if this is a different question. Do you see it turning into anything?
It is a different question. I'm really sorry. There's a lot of people
okay.
that are on the line waiting. And like I tell everybody, if you want additional questions to be answered, I'm only $35 for 15 minutes. Why don't you get a hold of me on my website? And if you want to do an in-depth reading, that would be the best place to do it.
Okay, I wrote it down, and I will do that. And thank you for that information.
Great.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
okay.
Donna.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a great day.
Okay, let's go to Christine in Pennsylvania. Welcome.
Hi,
Christine.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I was wondering if you could pick up anything in terms of my career or financial situation.
More at your financial situation is what I'm picking up. Can you give me, please, a specific question? Because I don't have a lot of time here, and there's lots of people waiting.
Do you see when I will be getting my next source of income?
Yeah, I saw that you're unemployed right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, there's some interesting possibilities. I want to say interesting, not only possibilities, but I see like two or three opportunities that are going to come your way to be employed, okay, with several companies. And I don't know if this has to do with you having done some research, you know, having done some, put your information forth.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that?
No.
Okay. So you need to do that, okay? You need to actually go in to different, like, websites where they offer. I see several job opportunities actually on Craigslist, believe it or not. They're not BS. Excuse me for my coughing. And I also see another opportunity with another job board that is going to fit right with your qualifications, and they're looking for somebody like you. If you want more in-depth information, like I said, we probably need to do like a 15-minute session, and then I can give you a ton of information, where to look, how to find it, and how to get yourself back on your feet.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay? You're welcome.
Yep.
You too.
Alrighty. Sonic, do you want to wrap up there with your cough and everything? Are you okay? Or do you
fine. I'm fine now. Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Okay. I thought I'd check with you here and see. Okay.
Sure.
Let's see. I'm going to go next here. A lot of Pennsylvania calls today. I think this is Mandy.
Great. Mandy in PA. All right. Hi, Mandy.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Good. Thanks. How can I help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you saw a move in my near future.
If I saw a move in your near future?
Yes, and if it was locally or out of state.
Okay. Let me tune in. Actually, I do see a move. I don't see you moving out of state. I do see you staying in PA, but moving maybe to another city. And I see that within 3 months.
Within 3 months.
Yep.
Okay.
Hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Let's go. It just could be our final caller here. We're running through these quickly. So,
mm-hmm.
Tara in Mississippi, welcome.
Okay. I'm Mississippi.
Hello.
Hi, Tara. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you today?
Okay. My question is about school. I recently applied for LPN school, but am thinking also, should I just continue my schooling and apply for RN? Registered nursing later on. Yeah,
okay.
Do you see me going to be an LPN or going on to be an RN?
I see you going for the NRN. I don't know why.
The RN?
Yes, the RN. Correct. Registered nurse.
RN.
That's
yes.
What I see you going for and being able to achieve that.
Okay. That was my question. Thank you so much.
Great. I'm glad I could answer it. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Mike.
Okay, I'm here. Just have my line muted, but I had to flip that over.
No problem.
So, okay. Well, I'm going to let you go, Sonic. We got through all the calls, so why don't we just leave it at that? And so you
great.
Can... get your throw.
Wow, we finished early, huh, Mike? It's only 5:36. Wow, that was a quick show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we can keep talking if you want, but we got through the calls quick, so.
Great.
There were quick
okay.
answers, so up to you. But I thought I'd give you a little
yeah.
rest on your throat there, so voice. So.
Okay.
That,
well, if you
want to
go, that's fine. But
no,
I
can stay here. I just like to always consider them, I guess, if they, you know.
Sure.
You know, so, but if you want to stay, we could definitely talk some more, and up to you. Though.
Sure. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more. Like, we could talk like what we were talking about, the different relationships, you know, and what people have encountered, and
okay.
like
so
I'm just curious as to, you know, there's a lot of people that have had only one relationship. Like, how many relationships have you been in your whole life, Mike?
Me? I've
yeah.
I've only been in two. I mean, I've
in two. Wow.
Yeah, I was
That's
in
great.
One in college, and mm-hmm. and then that ended, and I did a lot of soul searching. I did some things to work on myself, and I prayed to
right.
find the right person. And
wow.
I mean, that's not to say dating. Of course, we've all dated, you know, more. But as far as a relationship, something involved, and then
right.
I found my wife, and I was tested on. I won't say what it is, but I was tested. Normal dating things, but I mean, I was tested on
right.
what I said. I corrected myself on, and I prayed about, and I. did exactly as I said I would.
Wow,
and,
that's lovely.
So I'm glad I did.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds awesome, Mike.
Yeah.
That sounds really awesome.
So, yeah, so, you know, I mean, relationships is the number one question on the show. And
yep.
I really feel for people because, you know, they've been through, you know, a lot of relationships and – And
some people have been through hell and back, huh?
Yeah, right. My mother-in-law, now this is a mother-in-law. You always hear about this about the stars, but my mother-in-law honestly has been married eight times. She's
now
80.
You told me that. I feel so
yeah.
bad for her.
She's now 80, so that stopped her from marrying anymore. But
Wow.
She had some really doozies, unfortunately, but...
Wow, that's amazing. Well, you know, I got to admit that I was in a lot of relationships. Not married. I only got married twice, and they were complete failures. And then got married twice, got divorced twice, and then I just ended up having different relationships after that. Not a whole bunch of them, but probably, like, let's see, one... 2, 3, 4, 5, like 6 or 7 of them, you know, and really never was like settled, you know, with anyone because it wasn't the right situation. So my long-term relationship happened with my first husband, Glenn. We were together for 7 years. The relationship I'm in now, I've been in for 5 years, you know, and continues to grow strong. So I don't want people to feel bad when they go, you know, I don't have a relationship or I'm breaking up or, you know, it's rare, Mike, for people to have the experience you've had of only having one or two relationships. Most people are like kind of going around in a merry-go-round, you know.
Right. That's what I hear. That's what I've heard, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty tough, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, right. And my heart breaks for those who are, you know, in an abusive relationship. We get a lot of females who will mm-hmm. call and not, you know, from time to time. And they'll be in an abusive relationship, and my heart goes out to them. And I always talk with them myself,
right.
too. And one lady called, and she was going to end her life because she just got out of an abusive relationship, and she thought all men were like that because she was from a different country.
Oh, wow.
And she came over here, and I told her, I said, no, I said, I've been married 30 years. I've never touched my wife, and there's many men, you know, like myself. I'm not the only one. Not even close. So she said,
right.
really? And it changed her life, and she called back a about a month later and said, I just want to thank you, Mike, for helping me and you know, mm-hmm. changing my life for the better. And, you know, that
wow.
is, gosh, and that's everything. All the reasons I do this show is right there, that call.
Right.
So.
Right. I would imagine, you know, there's a lot of, like I say, there's a lot of lonely people in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, that are looking for a relationship, you know. And what I tell people, usually what I do is I do a lot of life coaching for people, you know, when it comes to relationships and helping them figure things out.
What do you tell them, like, if, you know, like in today's day and age, because, you know, I always tell people, you know, if they're looking for a relationship, you can't just sit at home and do
That's
nothing.
Right.
They're not going to come knocking
mm-hmm.
at your door. And some just do that. Some don't do anything. What would you suggest for people to do to find somebody?
Okay, first of all, when you find somebody, you're in trouble, right? You're looking for trouble. Like they say, looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
So my advice is very contrary to what most people would tell you. I believe that in the flow of life, we end up meeting that special someone, but it's not till the universe, you know, puts them in front of us. It's not in our timing. So one of the three things that I tell people is no expectations, stay neutral, and no attachment to outcome, and that's very difficult. And one of the things that I did before I met my twin Ray is that I thought, I'm done. You know, I've been in a lot of relationships. I'm grateful for that, but I'm probably going to end up the rest of my life alone. And I had to sit with being okay with that's very difficult for people, Mike. People don't want to be alone. They're afraid to be alone. They're afraid to be on their own, you know, living their life without a partner. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're bisexual or, you know, if you're, you know, if you're homosexual or if you're straight, okay? And what I did is I just let go and surrendered to the fact that maybe I will never be in another relationship and it's okay. You know, it's totally okay. And me accepting it and finally coming, and there was a period of great sadness, by the way. It wasn't just like, okay, I'm okay with it. You know, I was like, wow, I just have to sit with the sadness and be with the loneliness and be okay with that. And I'm telling you, after I finally went through that, and it took me about 2 months to go through that phase, because all my friends where I was living had partners, and I was the only single one, and I was like, this sucks. But you know what? It's peer pressure that was involved and all that. And I just surrendered and I went, okay, no problem. I'm just going to let go. And I'm going to surrender to the fact that right now I don't have a partner and he may never come. I may never have that individual. And I have to be okay with my own company and be happy with my own company. And that's what I did. And then about a month later, I met Chris. And we've been together ever since. And the way that we met was not on, it was on a social website. It wasn't on a dating website that we met. And I went to that website not to look for a partner. I went to that website actually to get clients for the work that I do. And I put my profile as such. I didn't put in my profile, I'm looking for this and this and this and this and another person. So that's one of the things that I did. I think there's a lot of websites, and I would caution people about whether they're dating websites or not, because this day and age, there's a lot of crazy people. So you have to be really careful to vet people out because those websites do not vet them out, okay? But the other thing that I suggest people do, I have a, and people can come do readings with me for that. I have a relationship formula that I give people in writing once we do a reading like for potential mates, right, the people that want a potential relationship and they're not in one yet, of what exactly – part of the challenge is that we don't have a roadmap for relationships. We just like – we don't think about it like we think about a job, getting a job, right, getting a new home, that kind of thing. It's really funny how we are, you know, when it comes to relationships, we just think about, well, I'm just going to get into my next relationship. And we kind of have an idea of what we want. But my list is pretty thorough about many different areas to look at and to focus on and to put your mindset on. And and to interview the individuals that you're interested in as they start to come into your life and find out if you both are copacetic, right? If you both have a good balance, if you both are good partners with each other, that makes sense. You know?
Right, right.
So
yeah.
There's a whole thing that goes into relationships. And, you know, you're just one of the lucky ones, Mike, because you weren't raised with a lot of abuse in your life. And your wife is probably one of those people. But people that have been abused by their family, their parents, whomever, have a much harder time, you know, getting yoked with someone because of the abuse, that they keep on attracting that. And that's the other part that when I do my coaching sessions, we talk about. We find out where the abuse has come from and that are you repeating that pattern with your partners that you're attracting into your life? Because I certainly did, you know.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah, it's true. I mean, my dad was an alcoholic and hit my mom and my brother. I didn't get any physical abuse, but definitely was terrorized. Because, you know, we feared our dad and at times.
Right.
So luckily in his last couple of years before he died, when I was just 13, he got better. He tried to kick it and kick the bottle and he started changing for the better.
Gotcha.
And then he died. So people, even though that was bad, then my mom died when I was 16. Basically in my arms, both unexpected too, you know, I mean, it was funny because I'm going to kind of segue into something a little differently. I was having a conversation with my son last night and he said, Dad, you know, he said, you talk about death and dying a lot. And he said, I know you're getting up in years and you're thinking of your mortality and things like that. I'm not old enough, you know, getting like mid 50s, so it's not old, but you know, you start thinking because you start, you know, hearing people dying at 60, 61, and it's like, my God, this is 5 years away. But anyway,
yeah.
I told him that. I said, you gotta understand, yeah. And I said, where I, you know, the child I was and what I endured and what I saw at an early age of my parents dying, that's all I've known. And I have known from the start that people can die without having cancer or being in the hospital.
Right.
It can happen just like that. And that happened to both my parents. Yeah, just no warning at all.
Yeah.
Boom. So that is – so it's hard to escape that, I said. I will try to watch what I say, I said. But it's just embedded in me. It's just, you know, the product of who I am. And luckily he and my you know, daughters had a blessed childhood because they didn't have any of those problems of, you know, bad parents or parents dying young. And, you know, and that was one of my prayers I had. My prayer was that I would be able to see my kids graduate. I didn't want them to be in school and not have parents like I was. That was my prayer. And I said, after that, if I need to go, then I'll go. Anyway, that was just so on my mind. And so anyway.
Well, you know, that's another thing, obviously, Mike, that you can actually, you know, there is a control that you can control that in terms of, you know, your health, your physical aspects, you know. And of course, there's the genealogy that affects people, right? Their genes and what's involved there. but what I like to, you know, share with people is that, you know, even there you could change your stars. You can change your destiny. If you're sick, you know, there's certain things that you could do to regenerate yourself and get yourself back into health as opposed to being really sick. You know, so I think it's important to talk about that.
Right, right. And I try, you know, I do things and try to keep my, you know, health up and all those things. And you know, I talk to my brothers and sisters. They're all still alive and, you know, the four of us. And I guess I don't know why, but I took it the hardest, I guess. And they told me, you know, it's like, you know, you're not like Dad, you know, they tell me, You know, Dad died a lot because he abused, you know, alcohol all the time.
Alcohol,
and that was really hard on his heart. And he smoked. I don't smoke.
And
he ate all the bad things, my cholesterol and all that's really good. You know, I'm not my dad in that way. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And what I tell people, you know, what's really important for us to understand, Mike, is that people that drink alcohol, they don't realize this, but for those that choose to drink alcohol, you're drying out your internal organs. You're literally like, you know, mummifying your internal organs while you're alive. That's how bad alcohol is for people, and they don't realize that. So, you know, if you're not doing that and you're keeping yourself pretty healthy, then I don't see any issue, you know, of why you should be sick or not feeling good, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I got a few issues like everybody else, but
sure.
It's just, you know, and I've had a few issues that I don't, you know, want to talk over the air about, but lately.
Right, of course.
You know, and, yeah, and, you know, and it, those are things that, you know, always will concern you a little bit.
Sure.
But I think they're fine. And so I guess that's why it's,
I got
but
you.
Anyway, yeah.
It's a concern, right?
Right, right. So, but anyway.
Well, I see, Mike, that, you know, you have a long life ahead of you and you have nothing to worry about.
Well, that's good to know.
You know, so just letting you know that, you know, it may have been your dad's destiny or whatever, but it's not your destiny.
Yeah.
Which is great, right?
Right. And that's what I tell myself, you know, all my grandparents and my grandma who ended up raising us all lived very old. I mean, my grandma lived to 93 and recently
Wow.
died.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
Yep.
And
that's
she
what
was...
I see in your family is I see, you know, that kind of level of health in your family and that you can outlive, you know, your dad. She just chose to get sick a lot.
Right. Right. And I believe my mom, you know, she died 3.5 years later. And I believe she, because she was heartbroken when he died, even though he was an alcoholic, she still loved him and he did get better the last 2 years. So they got reconnected and she never got over it. She never wanted to meet anybody after that. And then she had a blood clot unknown to her that was her chest at the time. And then luckily I was driving and we were going to vacation to Colorado and a dog pulled out in front of us and I didn't, the dog ran then alongside the car and one of his paws clipped the tire and she heard that sound and she thought we hit a child because she was so afraid of hurting anybody. And that scared her and the clot went straight to her heart and she just head went back and then she actually woke up for a second and she looked at me and she said that was so weird and then I thought for a split second she was going to be all right and then her head went back again and never came back and
sorry about that, Mike. That's hard. Yeah,
but
that's definitely a hard thing.
Yeah, so
to experience.
So that's what I try to tell them. You know that it's hard when you witness that. I've known since day one that anybody and our loved ones. That's why I try to tell people I love them. They can go any minute. You don't have to be in the hospital. Most people that don't experience what I did, they think you have to be in the hospital. You got to get cancer, whatever. It's like, no, you don't.
No, that's right.
Don't wait till someone's in a hospital to say you love them. That day may never come.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right.
Yeah. That's what my son said to me yesterday. He said, "Dad, you don't got cancer. You don't have this." You know? I said, "Son,
right.
You don't have to have that to die." I said,
"Of course.
Or,
I mean, and it could happen
maybe.
That it's our time and we get in a car accident and it's time
right.
to go. You know, we never
yeah.
know. I mean,
right.
that's why we value life, right? We definitely mm-hmm. value the moments that we have with everybody, you know, and that's what I tell people is, like, value, you know, where you're at because, you know, feel blessed that that's the case, you know, that you got,
yeah.
and, you know, always tell the persons that you love them because you never know if you're going to be here or not.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what
so,
I try to, you know, instill in my son is, he lives at home, and I'm just like, you know, let's spend some time together because, you know, you're going to have many years probably, you know, I mean, you know, without me. I mean, even if I live to 70, 80, you know, he's still got a lot of years left. I said, you know, let's just spend, you know, and you know, and just even if it's just an hour a day, let's just spend time together. And just, I don't know. In a lot of ways, I just, oh, we lost Sonic there. Okay. Okay. Well, I hear the line must have just dropped there. But, anyway, but yeah, so, yeah, so spend time with your loved ones and, love them, cherish them, and, hold them close to your heart. And, you know, I definitely believe we come back many times unless we are, saintly, like, some of the saints, like Saint Teresa Little Flower, if you ever read her book, oh my gosh, she was a saint. I don't think she reincarnated. I could be wrong, who knows, right? But yeah, so I definitely believe we come back many times. I think I'll be back. what's meant to be is what we've designed it, but I don't think any of us are, which is good. I don't think any of us are just have our hands raised and you know, we want to leave and things like that. So, yeah. So, and for us that, you know, like my mom and dad who've passed, you know, I know they're around me. And, in fact, last night it was really special. My son called in for a reading with Chuck Bergman, the medium, and Marilyn. And last night it didn't dawn on me until that night that yesterday, March 6th, was the anniversary of my dad's death 41 years ago. So my dad came in last night very strong. With a lot of things that I knew it was him. And so that was really special. And, you know, my sister had a hard time adjusting to my dad's death because her birthday was 3 days later. And she... you know, Yara's kids, you kind of think that, I mean, I know I did. I always thought that my parents had a way of not dying. My sister was not understanding why Dad would die 3 days before her death. Of course, she, you know, was young and didn't understand that. She had a little hard time with that, which was unfortunate, but yeah, we live and grow and learn. And, but our loved ones are always around us. I know that for sure. And we don't need, we could talk to them directly ourselves. And if we're quiet enough and we're observant, we could definitely, hear them talk, for sure. So I know this show is full of people who have lost loved ones, and that's one thing that this show brings out is a lot of people who have had some tragic losses in their life. And I remember one, I'll close with this story. I remember, I got so many stories, of course, from doing this show so long. I remember a, I won't say the name, but she was an avid listener and caller on my show in the early years. And she had a daughter who was about 20 years old, and her daughter went out one night with her boyfriend, and she waited and waited for her daughter to come home. And it got to early morning, and she still didn't come home. And they searched for her and searched for her, and they found her just outside a parking lot underneath some shrubs. And she, they investigated about the boyfriend, that they were sure the boyfriend was the one who did this, but they couldn't find the evidence to charge him. And this really just tore this lady apart. Just, she called the show, and I talked with her off air many times. She was in such tears. And over time of being on the show and working with other people, she healed. She got a lot better. And that would be really difficult. But I will add to that and close with this, is you got to make sure when you get a reading from a medium, you got to know that medium's work and trust in it before you ask for a reading, because not all mediums are the same. Not all mediums are Chuck Bergman, if you know what I mean. They're not all top quality, someone you can trust on. Because this lady once, since one day my show wasn't on, she called a different show and asked for a reading to connect with her daughter. And the person doing the reading said, do you hear your daughter in her room at night? And she said, yes, I hear her. And this medium told her that this is not your daughter, that this is actually demons, and that you need to get someone over there to do an exorcism to get rid of the demons. And this was, and this so terrified this lady, this untruth, because we've done many, you know, readings with her, and there's, you know, there's, that's totally false. So she was in such rage, so upset, that she called me immediately off air, and it took a good while to calm her down. And so that's why I say, don't just, when you're trying to get a mediumship reading, don't just call anybody without the knowledge of who they are. A lot of people trust in that, and what I just said, so much so that a lot of people contact me off air and let me ask who I would recommend, as far as mediums to go to on the show. I'll be glad to help anybody, of course. So, and I'll close with this. Next Monday, you want to circle it. Next Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern time, not only is Chuck Bergman going to be on with Marilyn, but I'm also going to have a very special medium who's a good friend of mine, who's been, used to be on the show all the time when we first started. And she's coming back. She's back in the mediumship world, and her name is Medium Michelle. And she has done readings for myself and others that have literally blown me away. Literally blown me away. So much so that one time we did a show, we did a lot of shows, and they were just, and actually, you could write this down too. Media Michelle and myself are going to be doing shows on Tuesdays, her and I, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern starting next week, okay? So one time, true story, I should look and see if I can find this clip, but a lady called in and was wanting to connect with her sister, and Michelle was on the show. And the reading was going on, and Michelle said something that stopped me in my tracks. And I thought, oh my gosh, Michelle, why did you say this? And I thought we're going to have to end the show quickly. So Michelle said, she said, I want to ask you. And she said, I know this is personal, but I have to say this because your sister is telling me this. That you today, before the call, you put on your sister's panties. And the girl responded, oh my God. And she instantly started crying because that's exactly what she did. Now, that right there is all I need to know that mediumship works. If you have the right medium. And that wasn't the only story that Michelle, I remember another lady called in and she said, you like those, your sister tells me that you sit around a lot eating Hostess cupcakes. And she's started laughing and then crying and said, oh my God, yes. And I just went to the store and bought those. And just unbelievable. And then Michelle's took some time off from this work and she recently came back. So her fans, and you can look her up on Facebook, Medium Michelle, type it in. Michelle is spelled with one L, okay? And she is just wonderful. She's been a friend of mine and also a friend of my kids, Nick and Holly. They have talked to her privately just for guidance, not really a reading, but just for guidance. And I'll tell you one other story of Michelle. One time she was given a reading to my son. And my son at the time was about 15, okay, because the show's been on 9 years. So my kids were kind of, you know, in school when this started. So my kids were like a big part of this show in the early years. That's what a lot of the new people, current people don't understand. But anyway, my son called into the show for a reading, and he's about 15. And Michelle said, I see that you are driving. I see you driving a lot. And my son said, it can't be because I'm 15. I haven't started driving yet. And she said, huh, that's what I'm seeing. You're driving a car. So later that night, my son Nick came to me and said, Dad, I know exactly what she was saying. He said, you know, the birthday gift you gave me to play on PlayStation, that race car driver that I've been playing the heck out of, that's what she saw, was playing the game of a race car driver. So I could go on and on with stories. Anyway, so Michelle will be on twice next week. So it'll be Monday and Tuesday at 9 o'clock. So, mark it down, and it's really going to be great. So I'm going to be back on live tomorrow. We'll be live tomorrow at we'll be starting at 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a special psychic medium from the Ukraine. She's amazing. Helen is her name. And we'll continue on with shows from there, okay? So we'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Much love to all of you. Thank you for listening.